Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Hifdh al-Sirri, the chapter on respecting or protecting secrets. And then we explained this aspect of confidentiality, where a person is told something in private. Now he respects that person that spoke to him and told him something in private. That talk, that discussion that had taken place is something that is confidential. It is not meant for the outside world. It's not meant for others. It's not even meant for a person's wife, for his children. It's not even meant for his close associates. If somebody came specifically and told him something in confidence, either he phoned him, emailed him, wrote a letter to him, but whatever, he's got this information in confidence, he sent a message, with someone else sent a message to us, this message has come in confidence, or we send a message to someone else. But that should be respected. In Sharia, this is known as Hifdh al-Sir, where a person, or Hifdh al-Sir, where a person now, he takes guard and he protects the secret of someone else, the personal conversation of someone else. And we explain that although this looks like some quality that is very simple, but it has a very great impact in society. There's trust now created between people. I know if I take advice from a certain person, or I go and speak to a certain doctor, or I speak to a certain professional, or I speak to a certain friend for advice, I need some advice with regard to my own personal affairs, I feel comfortable, because I don't have this fear that whatever I'm going to speak to this person is going to spread, is going to go to the next person, is going to go to the third person, is going to go to the fourth person. And sometimes it happens that a person may just phone us or speak to us, or we may phone someone, I need a reference on a certain girl, I need a reference on a certain boy, my son is interested in making nikah, somebody has recommended this girl or somebody has recommended this boy. Now that discussion is a very private discussion. It is not meant for anyone else. And in today's hadith we'll see to what extent, here we're not talking about the details of the boy or the details of the girl. Here we're just talking about the aspect of having knowledge of a certain person getting married to someone else, and how Sahaba would even respect that knowledge and wouldn't spread it, when we would normally think that let us spread this information. Even that knowledge that they had, they gained, they would look after it as it's something private. So here we learn a very important and high level of confidentiality. As I mentioned, in the professional world, sometimes they refer to it as client confidentiality or patient confidentiality. But actually all this has been taught to us from our deen by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than 1400 years ago. So this is the beauty of Islam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's daughter Hafsa became a widow, Umar radiallahu anhu said, I met Uthman, Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, and offered Hafsa in marriage to him. So what had happened was, the daughter of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she became a widow. She lost her husband. She lost her husband. He was injured in the battle of Uhud. And day after he had passed away. So when she lost her husband, the father came and he proposed for his daughter to who? Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. So the first lesson we learn from this hadith is there's nothing rude, there's nothing wrong where the father now is proposing or where the girl side is proposing for a boy. Sometimes we think that it's forward, it's rude, it's unbecoming that the girl's party is making the proposal. That's the notion we got. Yeah, which party is making the proposal? The girl's party. The father is making the proposal to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu on behalf of his daughter. So there is nothing wrong if a girl's party makes a proposal. It doesn't always have to be that the boy's side needs to make a proposal. People think it's forward and they don't have any shyness. There's no such thing like that. It is permissible and there's nothing wrong where the girl's side makes a proposal. So anyway, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he made a proposal to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu for his daughter Hafsa in marriage. And he told him that if you wish, I will marry you to Hafsa bint Umar. He replied, I will think about it. I waited a few days and he then met me and said, I have decided not to marry at present. So now he came back. Proposal was given. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu came back to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, I have decided that I do not wish to marry. And there was no ill feelings, there was no hard feelings. Proposal was given. He did not want to accept it for whatever reason. So he came back and told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that I do not wish to marry at present. So then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, I then met Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and said to him, if you wish, I will marry you to Hafsa bint Umar. So now he goes and he approaches Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to offer his daughter's hand in marriage. So this is what he told him, if you wish, I will marry you to the daughter of Hazrat, to Hafsa, the daughter of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So now Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his response was very strange. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu remained silent and gave me no reply. Gave me no reply. And I'm offering my hand, my daughter's hand in marriage, and he just remained completely silent. So, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is saying that I was more upset with him, more upset with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu than I was with Uthman radiallahu anhu. Upset meaning like disappointed. I was more disappointed with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu than with Hazrat Uthman, because Uthman came back and told me that he doesn't want to. But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu just kept quiet, he didn't say anything. So he said, I waited a few days, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then proposed to my daughter, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anhu. He said, I waited a few days, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed to my daughter. And then he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had married her. So a few days later, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has married Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then met me. Hazrat Abu Bakr now came and he met Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and he said to him, you were probably upset with me when you offered Hafsa to me and I did not give you any reply. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, yes. He said, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and explained himself. The only thing that prevented me from replying to your offer was that I had knowledge that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned her, and I did not want to disclose the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at what a high level of confidentiality. He's saying that when you came and offered me your daughter, I knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was interested in making nikah to her, but I did not want to disclose the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That knowledge was between me and him. I did not want that knowledge to reach you. It was a private matter, it was a secret matter. Now look at this. Here we would think that it's common cause, it's normal for a person to go and spread, because the girl was being offered to me, I should rather tell him that Rasulullah sallam, that was a secret, that was a private matter, that knowledge that I had gained was something confidential, I should not be spreading it. Look at what a high level of honesty Sahaba had. And one other lesson we learn from here is that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and clarified himself. He came and he made things clear that I didn't answer you, I didn't respond to you, you may have got upset with me, but this is why I didn't respond. So there's no ill feelings, there's no hard feelings. There was some situation where there could have been hard feelings, but he came and he clarified it and he cleared the matter. So anyway, he says, I did not want to disclose the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not married her, I would have certainly accepted her. Look what a beautiful thing. He said, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter did not marry her, then I would have accepted her. We learn one other lesson here, is that if someone is showing interest in a certain girl, in other words, people are making inquiry, some family is making inquiry for a certain girl, or it may be somebody is showing some interest in a certain car, in a certain house, in a certain product, and we got knowledge of that, that this person is interested in making an offer for this house, is interested in making an offer for the car, or interested in making an offer for the girl, at that time to make a counter offer is wrong. At that time to go, when you have knowledge, then these people are, or this party is making an offer for a building, a house, an investment, whatever it may be. At that time to make a counter offer against our brother will be wrong. However, if the other party is not showing any interest and we know about it, they're not interested in this proposal, they're not interested in selling the building or property to a certain person, now we come and make an offer, then there is no harm. So this is one lesson we learn in Sharia. And Sharia does not encourage this idea of counter offer. The only time counter offers are acceptable and allowed in Sharia is in an auction. In auction sale, we now, bidders are encouraged to make offers. Then only Sharia allows for counter offers to make against our Muslim brother. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.